Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. I'm your host, James Lampkin, and in this cast, we'll be discussing physical health during the pandemic. Since the pandemic commenced in early 2020, many of us have no doubt had an impact on our physical health and how we maintain it. Regular exercise and good nutrition are at the core of our physical health status, and keeping up good habits may involve overcoming some barriers. The pandemic may have forced some of us to see our GP less frequently, caused delays in follow-up tests or specialist appointments, seen elective surgery cancelled or postponed, and had gyms closed in your area. The effects are varied and widespread. Our physical health is intrinsically linked with our mental health as well. For example, if you were feeling depressed, you may not have been inclined to go out and exercise. Or if you're feeling stressed, you may want to indulge in less than healthy meals. If you've noticed a change in your physical health during the pandemic, or you simply think you have areas to improve upon, now is a great time to get into action. If you feel your physical health has deteriorated, perhaps you aren't as fit now or you've been drinking more than you should, start by reflecting on what changes have occurred in recent time to possibly have caused these actions. This self-audit will allow you to establish the truth of where you're currently at so you can effectively plan for where you want to be. Let's talk through some goals and advice. Firstly, aim for 30 to 60 minutes of moderate or vigorous physical activity most days of the week. A sedentary lifestyle, that is, one where you're insufficiently active, is linked with a large number of diseases, such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Exercise has many benefits, not just for your body too. Exercise can help alleviate stress and anxiety. If 30 to 60 minutes is too daunting to do, start small and work your way up. Any activity is better than no activity. One of the best tips I can give regarding exercise and making it part of your routine is to find something that you enjoy. If you hate running, then maybe running isn't for you. Try out different things: cycling, swimming, boxing, dance classes, sports. There's lots of options out there. If you find the activity fun, it will no longer be a chore but something you look forward to. Eating a varied and nutritious diet is also key to maintaining your physical health. If you don't have a good grasp on your current habits, consider keeping a food diary for a week or two to see what you're actually consuming in an average week. Follow the Australian Dietary Guidelines, which you can find on the Government Eat for Health website. If healthy eating is something you've struggled with, consider booking in with an SMG Health nutritionist or counsellor for coaching and support. Whilst you may want to be physically distanced from others as much as possible, going to see your GP is still an important habit to maintain. Make sure you aren't delaying or avoiding any checkups you are due for. Even in the highest lockdown restrictions, leaving the home for care is usually permitted. Don't underestimate the impact that sleep has on our physical health. A good sleep routine can do wonders for our mental clarity and energy levels throughout the day. The process of creating a good sleep routine and sleep environment is known as sleep hygiene. It's about setting yourself up for success when you go to bed at night. A regular schedule will help your body to know when sleep time is, so try to go to bed and get up at the same time every day. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep ideally. The amount needed will vary slightly from person to person. Create a sleep-inducive environment by ensuring your bedroom is quiet and with minimal lighting. Avoid screen time in the hours leading up to bed. The blue light emitted from devices such as your smartphone is not conducive to telling your brain it's time to go to bed. Limit caffeine and alcohol consumption, especially later in the day, as these can impact on your ability to both get to sleep and then to have good quality sleep when you are asleep. If you are struggling with maintaining your physical health at the moment, SMG Health are here to provide support in a number of ways. Whilst most people contact the EAP service for counselling, you can also access nutrition and exercise coaching. Just give us a call on 1800 273 865 to make an appointment with one of our health professionals. I hope you have enjoyed this cast. I'm James Lampkin, and thank you for tuning in. SMG Health Podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition, and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please contact us on 1-800-273-865 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.